So, Rich, I'm going to jump right in. And do you want to speak a little bit about what you're finding and what you're seeing in the marketplace as it relates to technology?
Well, I think one of the areas that, one of the things that you first need to look at is IT is really not in that traditional IT anymore. It's out really outside of that. When you look at all the different areas that it touches within healthcare, from clinical to support services to HIM to human resources. And it's important to really first get a handle on what is IT, what is your definition of IT, because it's not just emails and it's not just web hosting and security.
Right, so it's not just encryption services, what you're saying. It goes throughout the whole organization, touches all the organization.
Right, exactly. So similar, we had a situation with an OR clinical analytics tool that is used primarily by OR directors for block scheduling, utilization, turnaround time. And, you know, this was integrated within the OR, but it really was housed in the IT department. But who's really making that final decision on is it being utilized properly? Now, they had another system that could have that same reporting functionality, but who was making that final decision and who was signing off on the monthly maintenance invoices that came through for this analytics tool.
Right, and who is doing the ROI to say adding this additional software is really what the hospital wants to spend because it's a functionality that an existing software has.
Right, absolutely. And if it comes through the approval process, someone from the OR and OR director is sending through the approval to get a new maintenance or an upgrade, and that's going to supply chain. Supply chain is typically understaffed and not have the equipment or the tools or the resources to really understand what that market competitive rate, where the rates are for maintenance, where they are for this IT, and really how does that cross over to the experts in their own IT department? Because they might have people that really would know this, but you know, because it's in these different silos, there's not a really good handle on what is, again, the definition of IT.
No, I think that's a great takeaway is, you know, what does your hospital, or how does your hospital define IT? And that's a great point. And I think the other aspect is, as it relates to supply chain, our experience is that if supply chain does get these renewals or the support maintenance agreements, that they're getting them like a few days before the actual renewal. And so it's a burning platform. It's got to get signed off on, and hospitals aren't giving themselves enough time to analyze, well, what's being used to do all this due diligence. You know, is this the best price? I mean, you really have got to give yourself 60 to 90 days, really, you know, 90 to 120 days to be able to thoroughly vet it. But our experience is by the time somebody in supply chain gets it, it's just, they barely have enough time to get a PO.
Exactly, and you also look at who is sending it through in case of, you know, some of the computer-assisted coding within HIM. You know, the HIM director might be insisting that this is the software that they need, and it gets through, and it's a burning, like you said, we need to get this signed off right away, and who's asking the question, do we really need it? Do we have other applications? And what is the negotiated rate here? Because if the HIM director is not necessarily the most skilled at negotiating, they could be, offering up the vendor partner an idea that, you know, this is the rate. You know, we're willing to pay for this rate, and we'll just pass it through. And then when the materials management get it or the supply chain get it, and they go try to have a talk with the vendor, you really don't have that much of a leverage. So that's, again, goes back to, you know, who's responsible party and how does that get communicated throughout the organization?
No, I agree. And I think it's really, I said it earlier, it's going to take time. It takes commitment. And you need that expert resources. You've got to have those three platforms in order to be able to do the things you're talking about.